Forgotten grace. Well, welcome to the Situation Report. It is January 29th. And no, this is not a special report. No, I didn't get picked up by HUD. No, I haven't got a call from Christy Noem. And yeah, it's Wednesday. I usually do a show on Wednesday unless there's nothing going on or I'm not feeling it. So I'm doing a show. The confirmation hearings for RFK, I know people are watching it all day because it blew up my phone, which is part of the reason why I'm doing a show tonight. First of all, I don't know why anybody is listening to that. It's all scripted nonsense. All the questions that they ask him, trying to get him to say stupid things like he won't fire anybody, or he won't hire anybody, or he won't sue anybody, or he won't refer anybody to criminal charges. Humma, humma, humma. It's just a show. And, you know, unlike Pete Hegseth, RFK has a history of calling out the pharma industry. And everybody on the committee has taken money from Big Pharma. So what do you think they're going to say? Mr. Kennedy, you've written 6 books on why pharma sucks and they're criminals and they're killing our kids. Can you tell us exactly why you're unqualified to sit in the HHS office? Well, Senator, I plan on spending my first week walking people to the top of the building and putting my boot in their back and watching them fall to their deaths. I mean, what's he supposed to say? I've written 6 books. The fact the guy's written 6 books about the health industry says he's the most qualified guy in the room. But the entire line of the 5 seconds of it that I watched was when he said, I don't have to do this. I don't have to take another job. I don't have to work. I've got a good life. I want to fix America. That's a guy who understands selfless service, because I take him at his word. Because I've listened to the guy for years, and I don't necessarily agree with his politics, but I definitely think the guy understands selfless service. And that's what they are deathly afraid of. Because the piece they're not telling you is that when Obama came to town in 2008, he stacked every agency with political operatives. And if you go back to the Soviet Union, they had political commissars in every organization throughout the Soviet Union, political officers. Even on submarines, they had political officers. And their whole job was to make sure everybody was toting the party line. And Obama did the same thing when he brought around the SES, and he expanded the SES, because it was really the Bushes that brought the SESs around. And then under Biden, they not only brought in political operatives, but they brought in NGOs. They brought in and did private-public partnerships. You've heard me talk about that before. But they also created NGOs that would go out and do work on behalf of the government so they didn't have to be responsible. And Trump did a thing that was a stroke of absolute genius. By pausing the funding for all of these NGOs, and they were very specific, which means they thought this through about how they were going to do this. They disrupted the cash flow and the money laundering for all the NGOs that are trafficking humans and illegals into the country. They disrupted all of the revenue streams for all of the congressional members that are on the take. They disrupted all the political operatives and lobbyist groups and NGOs that are working within all the federal agencies, as well as all the Democratic-funded political organizations, mouthpieces, propaganda outlets, etc., all in the stroke of a pen. Brilliant. Absolute genius. Absolute genius. And the best part is, if you don't know who's affected by it, and you want to know who's affected by it, start turning things off. and listen to who screams. I mean, that's IT 101 right there. I mean, literally, by the way, that was Chris Cornell, Sunshower, at the start of the show. Great, great song. And yeah, it's kind of a Chris Cornell kind of a day today. I'm just going to say that. It's just one of those days where you need a guy that's just barking at you that can sing it, could sing his ass off. That guy could sing his ass off. Oh, it's such a loss. But that said, he did exactly what IT does. When you don't know what a server does or why it's there, you turn it off. You see who screams and you figure it out. Oh yeah, they own that. I guess I should turn that on. Maybe patch that once in a while. But shutting down the funding for the NGOs literally cut all the revenue streams for all those overseas organizations that are affiliated with the UN. And it was a stroke of genius. And we'll see. So they already filed an injunction. And of course, it was an Obama appointee or a Biden appointee federal judge that put an injunction on it until she could hear more arguments, liberal fuck. If there's one thing Trump needs to do in the next 4 years, he needs to get rid of every fucking federal judge and every federal prosecutor and bring in people who understand the rule of law and are not political operatives. Because that's exactly what Biden did for 4 years. While the shit show at the border was going on, they were replacing everybody in D.C. with political operatives, basically communist sympathizers. And it was all going on in the background while we were all watching what was coming across the border. And the Border Patrol is actually doing their job right now. They have orders. They have very, very detailed, specific orders. And they're doing exactly what I thought they were doing. They're rolling up all of the hardcore offenders that they know about. They're getting those guys off the streets as quickly as possible. And they're collecting intelligence on all the other cells. And Trump today, he doubled down and said, we got 30,000 beds in Gitmo for you. So the hardcore violent offenders that we can't send back anywhere, they're going to Gitmo. So it's his order of battle is very, very clear. Roll up the hardcore offenders, then go after the hardcore Chinese gangs and cartels and keep going after the hardcore guys. What he's doing is he's neutering the Chinese and he's neutering the cartels all at the same time. And it's a brilliant move because the outcome right now in the second and third order effects is he takes the cartels off the streets. It means the Chinese have to intervene directly. That's not their MO. Their MO is always to use a proxy. So he's taking the proxies out of the fight. Brilliant move. And then at the same time, he has put somebody in charge of the Border Patrol that not only is a career Border Patrol guy, he knows how the game's played. And he knows exactly what kind of bullshit he's going to, and the press is already going after him for, you know, harsh conditions and detainees not getting water. You know, all of us want to just say, go fuck yourself. But he's playing it just right. We're doing exactly what we are mandated to do, and we're not going to apologize for it. And oh, by the way, here's the regulations you can go reference. We have more stringent rules for detainees than the prisons do. So politely saying, go fuck yourself. So all of those things are going on all at the same time. What you're not reading about right now is DARPA following through on something that started under Bill Barr way back in 2018 and 2019. This pre-crime initiative. Bill Barr signed a document at DOJ when he was the AG to create a pre-crime database and a pre-crime unit that would watch for quote-unquote crimes and stop them before anything else could happen. Along that same line, DARPA came out and said they're going to set up a pre-crime unit, pre-crime application, quote-unquote AI, which means what? Anyone? Palantir will be used for pre-crime. Kristi Noem said that they're going to integrate all of the intelligence databases and all the intelligence sharing across one organization, e.g. DNI, which is what they were quote-unquote stood up for, again, Palantir. In the background, they're creating the social scoring system and expanding the Patriot Act. And then the coup de grace of all of it is that Trump's first press conference, his press secretary comes out and says, yeah, those drones were authorized by the FAA and they were doing research. And not one fucking reporter in the room said, what are they researching? What are they looking for? Why are they flying over Mar-a-Lago? Why are they flying at night? What capabilities do they have? Who owns them? Where'd they come from? Where are they going? Crickets. Fucking crickets. And so today, Twitter blew up. Actually, yesterday, Twitter blew up with that. And now everybody's asking the question. And rightfully so. Who got to Trump and what did they tell him? And more importantly, why are they lying to the public? Because clearly that's a lie. Because somebody that actually was tasked to go investigate it came out and said, yeah, these weren't off. The FAA didn't know what was going on. They had no idea what was going on. So I'm telling you, in the background, they're creating the social scoring system. They're setting conditions for some kind of a crisis to happen where they can lock down the public. The second American Revolution is on the way, folks. I hate to say it. But if I'm seeing this correctly and they're doing what I think they're doing, Americans are going to lose their mind. And they're already trying to create a civil war. And we are dangerously close to a civil war right now for a variety of reasons. I don't know if any of you have heard the term Blueanon now. Have you heard that? Blueanon? I've been hearing it now for months, and I had to laugh about it when it first came out, because I'm like, oh, that's brilliant. So while the communists were in office, they were using the Q and the Anons to create the Q phenomenon. Now they're playing the same game and the same narrative on the liberals, and they're all fucking buying it hook, line, and sinker. If you got to Blue Sky or whatever that liberal fucking echo chamber is, you will see that it's all over the place. Now, they haven't gone down the rabbit hole that most of the Q-tards have with all the gematria, the numbers, and the decodes and all that bullshit. But there's literally people putting out that Trump's going to be arrested or he's going to be killed or all these guys are going to be arrested and they're going to be rolled a bit. I'm telling you, they're playing the same game. And for all you Q-tards that want to attack me, go ahead. Because for the first time in almost 10 years, I get to say, I told you so. God, you fucking lemmings. I told you so. They're playing the same script on liberals, and they're doing the same thing you did. They're turning it into a religion. My God. And these people going back to posts from like 2017, my God, get a fucking life or a vibrator. Jesus Christ. Really? 2017? And they're all using the numbers and saying that something's going to happen on, first it was September 17th. Nothing happened. September 19th, nothing happened. September 21st, nothing happened. God, it was January. Break the code. You got played. It was all bullshit. Devolution was all bullshit. Nothing happened. My God, get over yourselves. And it's funny how something happens that's even like loosely correlated to some post that didn't mean shit 6 years ago. And I get the post and a bunch of bullshit in an email from, you know, Captain Save-A-Ho that's going to tell me exactly why I was wrong. And then it turns out to be what? Nonsense. God. The fact that they're using the same game against liberals is hysterical. It doesn't get less funny every time I think about it. Because the quintessential post I got this morning was, Trump's going to be arrested in 24 hours. I'm like, you know, there was a post like that back in 2017 that said that Hillary Clinton was going to get arrested in 24 hours. And you know what happened? Nothing. And, you know, the Q guys were right about one thing. You can't stop what's coming. You're right, you can't. Because nothing's coming. This shit cracks me up. And my favorite line in the last 5 years of doing this is, you're just not trained in the right form of information warfare or psychological warfare. You're just trained in information security warfare. Okay, whatever the fuck that is, but okay, sure. All right, Captain Save-A-Ho. My God. Oh, that's right. Thanks, Tuggan. I forgot that. Hillary Clinton's a clone. Oh, that shit gets even better. You know, if she actually turns out that there are clones, I'm still going to laugh. Because, I mean, when you look at the rabbit holes that people have gone down with some of the Q stuff, like the deep underground military bases, you know, guys like Gene Decode, they've made a living, literally a living, out of spewing that horse shit. 10 kilometers down, there's a line that runs from the U.S. all the way to China and then over to Europe, and there's bases all in between, and those explosions always happen at 10 kilometers below the ground. It's uncanny. Yeah, that's called plate shifting. Nice try. I'm sure there's some underground bases that have been blown up. I doubt they were 10 miles down. Maybe they were. Who knows? But I can tell you this. I would never want to be in a hole that's 10 miles below the surface. Just saying. And do I believe there's an underground rail system under the U.S.? Yes, there is. That I can unequivocally say is probably true. Because in the 70s, they dug a lot of deep holes across the country with boring machines that were gigantic. And I would not be surprised at all if they didn't link all the bases. So. Oh, that's the other one. Thanks, Shipwreck. The fucking med beds. Oh, my God. And the quantum financial system. God, it just shows you how desperate people are to latch on to some hope and to latch on to something that is going to give them some peace of mind. You know, I wished that people would have woken up sooner to what's going on, because now everyone's awake and they're watching Trump. And because everybody's skeptical, they're watching everything that's going on in the peripherals, and they're not buying into the narratives anymore. And even Alex Jones is being questioned now. Like some of the stuff he was spewing about, you know, the globalists, the deep state, the death cult, blah, blah, blah. Everybody's like, yeah, but who owns Trump? And who's in the background? And what's Peter Thiel's role? And why is Larry Ellison a part of this? And, you know, Elon Musk being sent over to Germany to push the AFD for the election over there. That's no coincidence. That's a plan. And he has handlers, too. And if you listen to my sit rep back, I think it was March, where I said that the one thing I learned working at the Pentagon and working in Iraq is that it doesn't matter what rank you are. You are always somebody's bitch. And Elon Musk is someone's bitch. I don't care how much money he has. I don't care how awkward he is on stage. I don't care how many Nazi salutes that guy throws or how many times he dresses up as Satan. He's someone's bitch. Just like Peter Thiel or J.D. Vance is Peter Thiel's bitch. Yeah, no one owns Trump. Okay. We'll see how that plays out. Let's see what he does. Because this DARPA thing, maybe he didn't have anything to do with it, but I could guarantee you that Peter Thiel has something to do with Palantir being pushed across every single intelligence organization. And let me be very, very clear about this. The CIA doesn't share intelligence with fucking anybody. Their number one thing that they always say is it would divulge sourcing if we gave you this information. They have been using that line for 75 years. So there's no fucking way that there wasn't prior coordination to Trump coming into office and Palantir was going to be used across all the intelligence organizations. I know that to be a fucking fact because I lived it. And I know exactly when that conversation started because I was on the ground at NSA when it did start. Just like I was on the ground when there were certain organizations at NSA that were trying to say, we're going to do all the cyber stuff. Like, I don't know if anybody remembers back in 2010, 2011, when the Air Force was putting out all these high-speed ads about we own airspace cyber. And I was in the fucking room when Secretary Gates said, no, you're not, and no, you don't. They're like, sir, we own cyber. No, you really don't. You don't own cyber. And he looks over at the Derns and says, that guy does. And just stop. And literally those ads stopped overnight. It was priceless. Priceless. So I know when that conversation started. I know when that tool came around. I know what that tool was capable of and what and they were doing with it long, long time ago. And you can't tell me that they're still around for no reason. They are around for a reason. And we will see how this goes. And we will see what he does. That's why I say, and I've been saying, watch his actions. Doesn't matter what his rhetoric is, watch his actions. And look, executive orders can be challenged in court. If he oversteps his, you know, authority, they're going to lawfare him to death. We all know that. So half of these executive orders are going to be tossed out by the liberal federal judges that are in D.C. That's a foregone conclusion. And SCOTUS is no help. So, you know, SCOTUS is going to bend over and spread their cheeks and back into the room and say, go easy on me. So the real question comes down to what is he actually going to do? Congress isn't going to do shit. Congress hasn't done shit except fuck the American people for the last 45 years. And it hasn't been blatant until the last 4 years, where it was literally, fuck you, what are you going to do about it? I don't buy the narrative that the deep state, the satanic cabal, the death cult, blah, 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 is on their last legs. This is just a new iteration of the same communism with a different dress. And until I see otherwise, that's how I'm going to look at the situation. And that's how I'm going to scrutinize the situation. I'm not just going to magically say, everything is awesome. Sorry. Trump has to, he needs to get Kash Patel into office. He needs to get RFK into office. The fucking pharmaceutical companies need to be declared terrorist organizations. The AMA needs to be declared a terrorist organization and a foreign body, as well as the AIPAC group, the Atlantic Council, and there's several others. But until I start seeing justice, and real justice, not this pseudo bullshit that we're seeing right now, real justice, where they perp walk Nancy Pelosi and full stop Mitch and fucking bend over Lindsey Graham, they perp walk those motherfuckers, I'll know we're in the right place, or at least we're moving in the right direction. But he's not going to catch a break for me until I start seeing things moving in the right way, which brings me to Arizona and Washington State. They are at a breakneck pace to pass gun laws and gun restrictions. And I reached out to some folks today to say, hey, tell me somebody in the legislature here is watching this. Because there's the GOP in Washington are fucking worthless. They have been fucking worthless for 12 years. The entire time Jay Inslee was in office, they rolled over and bent over. Same with Oregon, same with Idaho. But at least Idaho's on the right track. That's moving in the right direction. But Arizona, until Katie Hobbs, Adrian Fontes, and Chris Mays are fucking arrested for treason, don't talk to me about the states on the right way, the right path. Sorry. Because half the people that are in office right now were installed through Pima County, and every one of those election officials needs to be rolled up and they need to be tried for treason, not to mention fraud in a RICO case. And everybody associated with that, including fucking Runbeck, the guys who supposedly handle the ballots and manage chain of custody, as well as Sheriff Penzone, who ran roughshod over that. And what I'm describing to you is a second and third order effects of everybody in the orbit in this election fraud. Until I start seeing people getting rolled up for election fraud by the feds for a federal election, sorry, I'm not going to give anybody a pass. There is no reconciliation for anyone who allowed election fraud to happen, allowed the border crossings and the illegal invasion of this country, or allowed the fentanyl crisis. No redemption, no reconciliation. You go to prison. And I don't care who you are. If you're in the Border Patrol, you go to prison. Especially if you're working with the cartels. Especially if you took money from the cartels. Especially if you helped traffic children with the cartels and turn the other way. You go to prison. Then I'll start seeing that things are moving in the right direction. And, you know, Trump's done some good moves. Hang on, I got to scold my four-legged landscaping crew out here making all kinds of noise. Sorry about that. They're brave until they're not. The point is that the NGOs were used to do a variety of things, but they, including traffic children, and all of those overseas NGOs that were both coordinated by, funded by, and enabled by the UN need to be held to account. Every one of them, especially the ones that are in Panama. Sorry, I had to let the four-legged landscaping crew in. They're all muddy, of course. It's raining here. Can you believe that? It's raining in Arizona. And yes, it's official. I've turned into a big fat pussy down here. Cold all the time, and it's like 55 degrees. So all you in subarctic temperatures, you're mutants. I am not. The point I'm trying to make with all this is it's not just the people and the operators on the ground. It's all of the UN officials that were a part of this, all of the government officials that were part of this, all of the political groups that were a part of this. It's all treason. And we're talking about a couple hundred thousand people here. That is literally the number of people that need to be rolled up. I don't think Trump can do it. I don't think he's got the balls to do it. I don't know if Cash Patel can do it. But to me, the priority is, and I think his priorities are in the right place, restore the border, restore security inside the country, then start holding people accountable, and then start working on getting America healthy. He hasn't said anything. Trump has not said anything about vaccines since he took office. Of course, it's only been 9 days, but the tell in all of this is going to be what happens with the vaccines. If I hear mRNA once, I'm picking up arms. I'm just telling you right now. That to me is a declaration of war against the American people. And that to me is the first and foremost threat to this country. And not only did RFK say that in confirmation hearings, he can back it up. And he can not only back it up, but there's a host of doctors now that are coming out of the woodwork against these vaccines. So, and I'm saying this because I know the Trump clan is listening. I was told, reminded again this morning that they listen. I'm kind of humbled by that because, you know, I don't have more than, you know, 5,000-6,000 subs on Rumble. And a lot of people don't even know what Rumble is. But it tells me that not only is he listening, but they're obviously taking in some of the things I'm talking about. So here's what I'm going to say to Trump. Number one, Stop talking about warp speed. No one cares. Warp speed was a military operation to distribute vaccines that were unsafe, untested, and fraudulently put together. And they killed over 7 million Americans that we know about. And we want justice. The American people want justice for that. They want big pharma CEOs sitting in court, being read the Riot Act, and then sentenced to a lifetime in prison or death for crimes against humanity. That's what the American public wants to see. That's what we're going to get. And we are not going to accept anything but that. And you can sick as many barking seal liberal retards as you want out to the media to parade their parade and, you know, pool of tears and talk to us about why all of this is unjust. We still want to see people swinging from a rope. The rule of law comes back now. No ifs, no ands, no buts. Or the American public will take it upon themselves to restore order. And I know that you know that I know you know that that day is coming, whether you like it or not. Americans are fed up. They have had enough of the criminality. And I hear it every day. Every single day I hear it. I hear how fed up people are watching these people installed in office. They don't trust the election system. They don't trust the judicial system. They definitely don't trust the media. They don't trust any politicians. They don't trust first responders. They don't trust police. What does that tell you? It tells you that nothing you say is going to land with the American people until they see you doing the right thing. And if you sincerely are owned by somebody, you should get the memo that we're not going to cater to Israel anymore. We're not going to deal with the Zionists anymore. In fact, when we get through restoring our borders and the rule of law, guess what we're going to do? We're going to go liberate Europe for the second time, and then we're going to go hunt every fucking Zionist down and make sure they're eradicated from this planet. Full stop. That is what America wants. And the secret's out. Everybody knows who's running the show. They know it's the bankers. They know it's the European, you know, Eurochomos. They know exactly who's running the show. And it's not just the Europeans. The Chinese are here, etc. So you might as well focus yourself, Mr. President, on justice. Because that's the only word the Americans want to hear now. Real justice for everybody. Especially the Clintons and Obama. I don't know why you didn't have them arrested day one. Oh, wait. Yeah, I do know. Because there was still political operatives in every one of the agencies when you took office because the confirmations weren't done. And I know Kash Patel has to come to office. And then he has to go and fire all the retards that are at the FBI. Got it. But when he takes office, we want to see people rounded up. And that's full stop. That's Americans are resolved to that now. There's no... And I'm saying it because this is what I hear every day. I literally hear it every day. When are people going to get rolled up? When are people going to get rolled up? When do we see perp walks? And this is different than 2016, 2017. This is different because Trump's bringing in the right people that can do that. And Trump fired an FDA analyst today, which was priceless. She refused to accept that she was fired. So he had her walked out of the building. And at the same time, Hegseth ordered an investigation into Mark Milley. Telling you, they're going to recall that guy back to active duty, and they're going to run it through the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And they're probably going to do the same thing with Anthony Fauci. I don't know. That's what I'm hoping for. We'll see. You know, but look. I'm putting on all this information, but I'm also cautiously optimistic because I also know that for Trump to be able to get through this turn and get anything done, he has to go around the lawfare. And he's smart enough to know that he'll lose his base and he'll have a civil war in his hand if he tries to deploy troops to arrest people, even though he knows he should. I would have ripped the fucking Band-Aid off day one. But then I realized when I thought that we have 20 to 30,000 troops overseas right now that were moved over there for Ukraine. He's got to move all those troops back. He's got to be able to set conditions so he can use the troops, et cetera. So we'll see which way this goes when he does that. But I would not be surprised if before his term's out, troops are deployed to roll people up, because that's what I would do. Everybody that's heard me for the last year and a half, 2 years knows exactly what I would do. I would deploy the 82nd, the 101st, and probably first ID, and I would fucking roll up everybody, and I would sort them out at Gitmo. Fuck you, get on the bus. I don't care, get on the bus. You guys can go hump, bump, and grind all the way down to Gitmo, and we'll send you back when we figure out you haven't committed a crime. But until then, we're using the Patriot Act, and we're going to send you down there and interrogate you until we get the right information on really who the belly buttons are. And you'd have to do the same thing with New York, with San Francisco, Los Angeles, and probably Chicago. Because the other thing that's been going on while all this was going on is that they have been using the gangs that are still around in the U.S. that haven't been converted to the cartel to do other nefarious activities. When I say they, I mean the intelligence agencies, law enforcement, you name it. There's been a lot of marriages of convenience made over the last 4 years. And if you don't know how they do it, they integrate, just like Obama did on the political spectrum, they integrate all these political operatives. And when it comes to municipality, they integrate all these consultants, they integrate all these NGOs, and they let them do their bidding, private contractors. And it's a soup sandwich of relationships and a web of different organizations and people. So you can't really trace who was in the background orchestrating it. But you can bet the federal government or the intelligence agency was behind all of this, at least a good portion of it. And these guys are all... You understand something about the way that recruiting's been done in the last 10 years. I'm going to say 20 years, but more so in the last 10 to 15 years. They have been literally recruiting psychopaths for all of these different agencies to go out and do field ops. And that's not a joke. There's a specific type of personality that they look for. And it started, you know, long, long ago. But really, it was the special ops community that profiled people to pick the right profiles. Because you have to have a certain mental capacity, a certain emotional intelligence to be able to sit in a foreign country for months on end, eating salamanders and snakes and all kinds of weird shit by yourself, collecting intelligence and reporting back every couple of weeks. You have to have a certain mindset to do that. Well, the intelligence agencies took those profiles and said, who's the biggest psychopaths we can get that we can control? And we want people that really enjoy killing. And that's what they've stacked the ranks with. But those people have graduated now, and they're up at upper levels now, recruiting people at upper levels that are sociopaths and psychopaths too. And I'm not making that up. Because everybody that's drawn to politics, especially in D.C., they're all power-hungry psychopaths or sociopaths. Which is exactly why you see the theater that you do, is because they're all sociopaths and psychopaths. And if you think I'm kidding, just go to Washington, D.C. and spend 15 minutes in that environment and figure out just how corrupt and tainted it is. That's why I talk about we're watching the fall of Rome and the fourth turning, because this is exactly what happened to Roman senators. They went so far off the deep end and were so divorced from reality, they didn't even realize that the empire was collapsing around them. Which is exactly what's going on here. And if Trump can right the ship, wrong the ship, I don't know. I don't know if he can right the ship. I don't know if he's got the right people that can right the ship. But it gives me hope when I hear RFK saying what his plan is. He's going to bring in people that understand selfless service, that want to be there for the right reasons, that want to contribute. And I think those people exist. I know if I was called back to the military, I'd go back and do it. And in a heartbeat, even as a consultant, to go back and get things, to get to right the ship just with cyber or with intel. Either one, I would go back and do that. And I even pushed my name forward to take over and fix FEMA, because I'd go and fuck FEMA too. I mean, you got to be willing to try and make the sacrifice to do it, because if you're not, our country's lost. And let's face it, we're going to have to sacrifice no matter what. The interest rates are not going to come down. Housing prices are already starting to come down. The market's starting to correct. We were due for a correction 10 years ago. And now we're in a correction that's going to be worse than 2008. And I don't think they can stop it, because they've spent so much money, and they have done so much to the economy, done so much to our economy through bringing in all of these illegals, that I don't know if we can get through this correction without any pain. There's going to be pain for everybody. And I'll just say this. I don't want to call it advice. I'll just say how I've operated for the last 20, 30 years. I went and did it didn't matter what assignment I had. I just went and did it. If it was a shit assignment, I didn't care. I just went and did it. And I always went with the attitude of, I'm going to do my absolute best at whatever I'm doing. And I'm going to call out the things that I don't agree with, and did definitely any unlawful orders. And then when I got in the civilian world, I went to where the opportunities were. And I followed the money. If there was an opportunity to go to a different company, and I saw things rolling up, because during the dot-com, crash in 2012, 13, when a bunch of dot-coms were struggling and people were moving around, I was lucky and fortunate to have a bunch of people that referred me into places. My last five jobs have been referrals, but I went to where the opportunity was. Didn't matter what it was. If I took a step back, like the job I'm in now, I took two steps back. Not because I couldn't have gone to another role and been an executive. I was burned out with it. Too much liability with AI. But I found the opportunity where there was some longevity, and now I'm trying to figure out what my next steps are. I got away from the idea that I have to be at a certain level. I have to have a certain title. Titles mean nothing. What matters is you're feeding your family, you're paying the bills, and you're able to save some money. I mean, that's when you get down to the brass tacks of it, cut through all the bullshit, that's really what it is. And most people get hung up on, well, I have to be at a certain level. I can't take this step back. Blood. It looks this way. No, it doesn't. With the number of people out of work right now and all the bullshit rules with HR and DEI and all that other, and all the company politics, people don't care about your background as much as your experience now. And we're moving back to a place where experience matters more than the color of your skin. And if you're worth your salt in anything, you'll be an expert at whatever you do anyway. And and what I'm leading toward is, I see a time in the very near future where we're going to be what Martin Armstrong calls a deep recession, e.g. depression, where your skills are going to differentiate you from other people, and you're going to have to go outside of your comfort zone to an opportunity you may not want to pay the bills. That's what we're headed towards. I mean, everybody I talk to in the real estate market saying, yeah, we're going to have some crisis selling here in about 4 months. And the people are already teetering. And the people that bought way up on the top end of the market are going to lose their place, especially if you bought, top of the market with variable mortgages. And, not everybody's, not everybody works at Amazon and can deal with that culture and was able to walk away with millions of dollars in stock so they could go buy a house outright. Now, there's not a lot of people that can do that. Plus, most of the people I know that worked in Amazon are asshats anyway, and I can't stand to be in the same fucking room with them. So good on them. We got a house outright, but nobody can stand to be in the room with them. And that's probably not true for all of them, but enough of folks I know at Amazon are just retards because they have a perfect culture of dysfunction, one happy dysfunctional family. And if you don't understand it about Amazon, Amazon is structured exactly the way the federal government is. Like every quarter, you have to go and murder somebody and throw somebody out of the company so that you can say that you're only keeping the best and brightest, which is basically an environment of threat that keeps everybody working 12 to 15 hours a day, you know, for the bottom line, just so they could show that they're actually contributing. Because, you know, Bezos doesn't want anybody sitting on their fantail and not doing the right thing for the company and blah, 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 fucking slave driving, short little fuck. Anyway, my point of saying all that is that the culture that we've experienced and lived through for the past 15 years is changing rapidly right now because people are realizing that quality of life, family, and a value system matter more than politics, matters more than anything else. And protecting your family and your children is first and foremost. And just look around. Look at how many people were affected by the vaccines that now realize their family is the most important thing around them. And their quality of life is now very important. You know why that is? It's because most of them have suffered life-changing side effects from the vaccine. And now they've got a new religion. And guess what? They're no longer Democrats. They're no longer Republicans. Their life has become very myopic. And if you've been around a cancer patient that's terminal, their life is very myopic. You focus on day to day. Focus on the next day, the next treatment, et cetera, et cetera. And all these hostile environments are going to eventually implode because people are getting tired of this slave system, which has been perpetuated to the point where now it's so bad in some organizations that people are just fed up. And I'm telling you, the pendulum swings the other way culturally. The whole culture is changing. And I hate to say it for the liberals and the blue hairs and the trans and all the other, you know, snowflakes that are out there. They're in for a rude awakening. Because when we get to the other side of this and the pendulum's all the way over to the right now, people aren't going to have any tolerance for that bullshit. For woe is me, I'm a victim. We're moving back to a society where people make self-based risk decisions. They make value-based decisions. They do things for moral reasons. They do things for ethical reasons. They have an ethical and a moral compass. They believe in a higher power. And they're not going to sit there and deal with a bunch of fucking self-aggrandizing victims that managed helplessness that all these liberal retards have. And the one thing that I know is moving in about face right now is people's tolerance for passive aggressives. Because I don't do passive aggressive at all. In fact, if you're a passive aggressive, trust me, you will get a strong response from me. And I shit test people all the time that are passive aggressives to draw them out. And it's super easy to do. You know, that Karen that lives across the street that comes over and talks to you about how there's weeds in your yard. I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about those wallflowers that sit in the background. I don't want to criticize you, but I don't want to start a fight, but I don't really want to make people feel bad, but you know, those assholes, the pendulum's swinging against them too. And there's a whole part of our population that's wrapped up in that passive aggressive nonsense. And I hate to say it, but it's a rude awakening when you get to the other side of that, you realize that nobody's going to put up with that anymore. Pull your weight, you pay the freight, and you do what's right, or you go away. That's what we're moving towards. And we won't get there 100%, but we'll be about 90 to 91% there as a population. And I can tell you what's driving it. It's the same thing that drove the change in the Roman civilization the same thing that drove a change in the German population after World War One. It's hardship. And we're moving into a period of hardship, which is going to affect everyone in a variety of ways. Some people run out of money. Some people lose their house. Some people will lose their livelihood. Some people will lose their lives. It just depends on, you know, how bad it gets. But I hate to say it, that hardship was coming because we have not managed and minded the store. And so now we're all going to have to pay the piper for all of the criminality that's gone on in Washington, the criminality of the state and the city. The question is, how does it go down? Does it go down in a catastrophic way, like grid down, hamama, solar flare, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And by the way, that the nuclear clock was changed. I don't know if I talked about this Monday, but the nuclear clock was changed to 89 seconds before midnight. First of all, I always thought that was a bullshit analogy anyway, but a bunch of atomic scientists come out and they say, the nuclear clock has changed. Okay, why? Nothing's changed in the nuclear environment. Nobody's got any new nukes. Nobody's used a nuke. Tensions are not any higher than they were a year ago. So what's different? I'll tell you what's different. And Ben Davidson said the best. They could be talking about pole shift. And I'm like, see, that makes sense to me. They know something's going to happen. And he was saying between 2037 and 2050 is when the pole shift is supposed to happen. Okay, I could buy that. But four atomic scientists coming out, it's like four biologists coming out saying, you know, everything's fine, trust the science. Same kind of thing. Like, you have no credibility. Who cares what you change the clock to? It's 5 seconds to midnight. Who cares? All right? What are we going to do about it? But that tells you they know they're in trouble when they're trying to convince everybody that doom and gloom is on the horizon. So I don't know how it's going to show up. I don't know which concatenation. I think it's going to be a slow burn until we get into that. And a lot of people are going to suffer all along the way and all the way through. I don't know. But it sure looks like the slow burn is the way they're going to go. I don't think a catastrophic, you know, EMP or whatever that's going to happen. I never did think that was going to happen. I don't think there's going to be a Red Dawn moment. I never thought that was going to happen anyway. But I do think that there's going to be, like Matt Bracken said on the roundtable last week, definitely headed towards a dirty war. I think that's coming no matter what. But we'll see how bad it gets. And we'll see how and what Trump does and what the administration does. It'll be interesting to see. I think once all the right players are in place, we'll start to see some changes. And we'll start to see what the real agenda is. But keep an eye in the background. Keep an eye in alternative media about what's going on with the intelligence agency. Like, someone needs to declassify everything that DARPA has been working on for the last 50 years. I don't care what it is. Someone needs to declassify all of it. They need to be brought to the light 100%. No more cloak and dagger. What's your mission? This is what you're going to do. This is what you're not going to do, or disband them. But whatever they do moving forward has to be 100% transparent. Defense research is nonsense now. That has to change. And that's one thing I want to see Trump do, is declassify a host of things. Because that's the other way they've been able to obfuscate, is hide behind classification. I would be a declassifying fool if I was Trump. I'd be like, UFOs, UAPs, everything. Declassify everything. If he was talking to aliens, I'd even parade them out in the White House press room. Absolutely, I would. I would rip the Band-Aid off of all of this. Because the one thing that will change the entire planet is you release a technology like anti-gravity, or you bring an alien on stage. Game changer. All those associations, all that blackmail material evaporates in a nanosecond. I would love to see that. I definitely think they're preparing the public for disclosure around Epstein and around child trafficking. And I think that they're removing some of the criminal elements around that so that that doesn't get violent. But yeah. Well, Tomahawk, if DARPA created the perfect sex bot, you first, pal. I want no part of that. I like real women. Real women. In fact, I'm with a real woman and nothing's gonna replace her. Sorry. She has more humanity in one pinky than I do in my whole body. And waited a long time to meet this girl. So no sex bots for me. Good luck with that though. I mean, no, I don't want to know how that works out for you, but good luck with that. Yeah, I'll take a flaming horrible death for 1,000, Alex. Wow. Anyway, watch what's going on in the background, because that's going to be the tell. I don't think it's going to be as obvious as Trump making a faux pas out loud, but we'll see something in the background. This Palantir thing gets under my skin like a rash. It means there's something that's not right about it. So pay attention to it. And I love DARPA. We're going to do preventive crime for money laundering. Okay, so the same assholes have been laundering intelligence money and deficit money for 50 years are going to save us from money laundering. The same guys have been doing money laundering. That in and of itself is an oxymoron that I can't stop laughing about. Like, oh, okay. That's like the mob telling us they're going to give us, we're going to pay them to get protection, and they're going to do pre-crime protection against the threats that they're the ones that created in the first place. Okay, sure. Yeah, not going to happen. But watch the background, because I think that's where things are really, really going to start to pick up pace. And the other thing to watch for, too, is I'm waiting to see what's going to happen in Ukraine. That's a big tell. If we don't get out of Ukraine and we don't stop that war, that means the defense industrial complex got to Trump. Because he said he could end that war in one day. Okay, we're on day 9. Where's the end of the war there, Mr. Trump? Where is it? I want to see it. Tired of seeing people die. Let's step it up. Same with Gaza. Chop, chop. So that's what I'm talking about. Watch the background. Be back tomorrow night with a roundtable, I think. And I think that we will, not sure who's going to be on tomorrow night, to be perfectly honest. But we'll be back tomorrow night with a roundtable. Not sure what we're going to talk about yet, because I'm waiting to see. I was hoping that by now there would be more information released about the cartels operating, but we'll see. If not, I'll be back Monday. But keep living your life. Lose the fear. God bless, everyone. Be back tomorrow or Monday. God bless. One team, one fight.